She's in the shower, but there's her husband right there.
Okay, yeah, I'll talk to him.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
How are you? Are you the homeowner?
Yep.
He said to talk to you.
What's up?
We're doing pest control for your next door neighbors here at the Martins.
Okay.
We're just here today, and we're doing a couple others on Oakbourne Court right there.
Okay.
I mean, nothing major. What kind of bugs have you guys noticed most of? Like ants, spiders?
Ants, yeah.
Yeah, the little teeny ones?
Yep.
Where do you notice them? Kitchen or out in the back?
Kitchen, coming off the back patio.
Yeah. Seems like it's the same ant colony throughout.
Oh yeah.
Everybody's been seeing a few of the black
ones. Okay.
So I mean, if you want, we're kind of doing a group package for everybody because we do them all at the same time, so it makes it cheaper for us.
Okay.
But how long have you been noticing them? Just since spring or since you moved in?
Spring, actually. Not spring mostly.
Okay.
Is it because of the mulch?
That's part of it, but the main reason is just where the house was built.
Really?
Yeah, it used to be farm.
Okay.
And so there's just, I mean, because
so
down on the...
Maybe it's a farm, I mean, and the way the house is built, I mean,
It's a good question.
How can you contain them?
Well, what we do is we kill the ones that are inside the house. Let me show you. See this wheat pole right here?
Yeah.
This... And then the siding that's on the side of the house,
yeah.
They crawl up and get inside the walls through there.
Okay.
Usually they move to the kitchen.
Okay.
Moisture, sometimes there's food. But they just hang out inside the walls, especially in the winter because it's warm inside,
right.
Cold out here.
Right.
And so we knock out any bugs that are inside the walls.
Okay.
And then we put a barrier around the house, around the whole foundation.
Okay.
And then additionally out in the lawn, so it just pushes them away.
Okay.
That way they run to the neighbors and they don't come here. Generally speaking.
No. Then they run, when you spray the neighbor's house, they run back to me. Always stay in business, right?
No, actually, because the stuff, it puts a barrier up. It really does. It kills the ones that are there, and then it keeps a barrier up so they're not coming back. And
so
if
why are y'all doing door-to-door, man?
Because we're a smaller company.
Where are you out of?
My brother's the owner, so we don't do radio and cable advertising.
Okay.
He started in Bridgeport, PA, and the last few years we've also been in Jackson and Plainsboro here in Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why.
I've never seen you because we used to live in Plainsboro.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. How long ago were you there?
6 years ago.
We started there last year.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're a smaller company. That's why we do door-to-door.
Okay.
We can keep the cost a lot lower that way, pass a discount on to you.
So you guys do termites too?
We do the carpenter ants. They would just like the termites do. They're bigger ants.
Okay.
And sometimes they'll come in the mulch.
Okay.
And so we make sure to take care of those. Let me show you in here in the garage. We're around the foundation here.
Yeah.
See these cracks you get in the garage?
Right.
Sometimes they'll go down and get up and get inside.
Okay.
And so that's what we do, is we make sure to take care of that, do inside here in the garage, around the whole foundation,
mm-hmm.
and then up around all the eaves.
Right.
We have this big, long pole with a brush on it,
right.
and we wipe underneath all the eaves for spider webs and wasp nests.
Right.
That's included for free.
Okay.
And that's around the entire property. The carpenter ants is guaranteed. You can take care of those. If you have any bugs come back in between every 3 month service,
right.
we'll come out for free.
Okay. What's your charge?
I'll take care of it. So, show you here. Have you ever had a company come out before in any other homes? Generally, it's a 3,000 square foot home, right?
Yeah, about that.
This initial right here, we're dropping that to 105. What happened?
I don't know. Why would you turn the damn side? That don't make no sense.
He just got a call?
Probably.
Sounds like a chase.
I don't know.
That's funny. So we dropped that to 105.
Okay.
No initial the first time out.
Okay.
And then each one after that, we're keeping it at that same 105.
Okay.
So, and then the ticks, guarantee the ticks on the lawn for free. that web, that spider web service, that's included for free.
Okay.
Wasps and hornets. We have to include more in order to compete with bigger companies.
Okay.
So
how about moles?
Moles?
Yeah. How you get that?
Where do you see them at?
In my lawn, man.
Those are probably the voles. They make the little trails.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the voles.
They ain't the moles.
No.
You can kill those?
We can.
How you kill them?
We put some bait in their holes.
Mm-hmm.
They usually come out in the spring, right?
No, they actually in the wintertime. I mean, they be digging in the snow, man.
Yeah. And they're underneath there, and then in the spring you notice their trails.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what we keep, I mean, that's not included in the guarantee because they will come from all over. But we will kill the ones that are here. But if your neighbors have some that come back,
mm-hmm.
we can't come out and retreat for free.
So what's the difference between a mole and a vole?
A mole, you never see them. They're under the ground. They make tunnels under the ground. And if you're walking on the grass, it'll feel like a sponge because
okay.
they've made it a maze under there. The voles are a meadow mouse. And they come from like the farmland.
Okay.
And they just eat the grass seeds and the roots underneath the snow
yeah.
in the wintertime. They don't usually come in the house. They're
no,
outside.
They walk off. They come. I don't see them come across here.
Yeah.
Going from over there to over here.
Yeah, they're an outside rodent. So they usually won't make it inside. But when we come out, we will treat for the voles.
Okay.
On the regular services.
Okay.
So when you're seeing them, we will treat for them.
Let me get your card, man. Let me talk to my wife and go from there.
Yeah, yeah. She's in right now, is she?
Yeah. Yeah, but she's in the middle of something.
Okay.
Yeah, she's in the middle of doing some work. So.
Okay. Do you think this is something that would you guys would be interested in doing?
$125 is pretty expensive, isn't it?
No. Terminix says it for $125. They came through here last week.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen them.
I talked to a couple other people that signed up with them for $125. And then Orkin, I know they do it for like $135 because I had a lady that switched over and did this last week. From Orkin, because they were doing it for like $135.
How about Viking?
Viking's even more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
How about Cooper?
I haven't talked to Cooper, but I know we do get a few switchovers. And the main reason is, I mean, since we're such a smaller company, we're including more.
Right.
I mean, Cooper might be about the same price, $100, but they're not going to treat out in the lawn for ticks too,
right.
Or they're not going to wipe away the spider webs.
Right.
So I know we pretty much beat anybody, but. Okay. What time is it right now? 8.
Probably 8:30.
8:30. Probably swing back like before I leave at 9:00.
What, you leaving here at 9:00?
Yeah.
Because you could try it, like, but I doubt it. I'm not gonna be able to talk to her. She's in the middle of a proposal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanna be able to compare prices too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So how often you guys, once you sign up, when do you come out and do the service?
Every 3 months. Well, we do it on Friday when we're back doing the Queen's house.
You guys in this community on Fridays?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So you do it outside or inside or both?
Both. Yeah, did I show you the inside treatment? We inject it in the walls.
How you inject it?
With that, there's that drain pipe.
Uh-huh.
So we spray it into the walls there around that drain pipe. Because that's where those ants are usually coming from.
Okay.
You don't need to spray down all the baseboards or fumigate the whole house. No need to do that like Terminix does. We just inject it in there, and that way it's controlled.
Into the sinks in the bathroom?
The sink. It's underneath the sink where the drain pipe has that hole. There's a hole in the drywall.
Yeah.
So into the wall there. Yeah, sink, bathroom, kitchen, laundry room.
So what you... Do you caulk it or close it or no? You just put the
pull the cap up, spray inside, and it leaves an odorless spray down in the wall.
Right.
That way, if they're ever walking on it, it's knocking everything out.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's usually where the colony is found, is in the kitchen, right?
Right.
So
you take care of wasp nests too?
Yeah. Where are you seeing them at?
I got one in my vent over there.
Yeah.
My wife.
Where is it?
It's in the side of the house in the vent.
Right here?
See the side of the house in the vent?
That one right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you take care of that. That's included.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Do you think you want to give it a shot?
I'll
You guys have talked about doing something for the ants?
We talked about doing termite treatment. You know what I mean? Because we haven't had it done since we've been here.
Yeah.
So we've been here 6 years. So.
I really haven't heard anything about
termite.
Any kind of termite problems. I hear everybody's got the same ants, though. I mean, the same little black ants.
Yeah.
They're showing up right now.
Cool.
So.
Well, at least you know, I could tell my wife we're not the only ones.
Nope.
What's your name?
Lauren.
Lauren. Yeah.
What's your name?
Curtis.
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure. You from Bridgeton, huh?
What's that?
You guys from Bridgeton, eh? Isn't that Bridgeton?
Bridgeport,
PA.
Yep.
Where's that?
It's right outside of, do you know where King of Prussia is?
Yeah.
It's right there.
That's a long ways, man.
No, we got another office in Jackson and in Plainsboro here.
Okay.
So
you work out of Plainsboro?
Jackson. I work out of Jackson.
Okay. So your brother started this business, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Pretty gutsy, but he did it. He's doing pretty well. They do a pretty good job. And
yeah, keep it all in the family, right?
What?
Keep it all in the family, right? Hire you guys. You got any more brothers, siblings?
Yeah, there's actually 8 in my family.
How many boys?
4 and 4.
How many working in the business?
3 of us.
Okay. So you must be paying y'all pretty well.
Yeah.
Look at that kid, man. That's crazy. Kid hanging out the window.
Well, I'll try. I'll be here tomorrow. Will your wife be home tomorrow at all?
Yeah, she'll be here.
In the afternoon.
So we'll let you know.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be good.
She can sign the contract.
Okay. Sounds good.
Is it binding? I mean,
It's a 1-year contract.
Oh, so it's a 1-year contract.
Yeah, but you do have the money back guarantee.
Okay.
So in the contract, you're guaranteed that if you don't like it, we're gonna take care of it.
You get my neighbors right there?
I haven't talked to them. The Martins next door to them.
Right.
Yeah. The White House. Their tan house.
Tan house right there.
Yeah, we already did theirs today.
Okay, cool.
Oh.
I'll talk to them, see how they like your service.
Okay, have a good one.
Hi.
Hi. Is Capri home?
Yes. Hold on a second.
Thanks.
Busy?